trying to, if I got to stay close to somebody, like on the bus seat or something, if I'm riding to somebody else, some of them don't want to talk to you, but you can learn that in a hurry. If they don't want to talk to you, let them sit there. But me, a long bus ride or a long plane ride, and not say a word, that's long.
What would you say to somebody when you're saying goodbye, when you're leaving somebody's house at night?
Well, I generally tell them goodbye and thank them for the good, nice thing they did for me. I'll bring up a conversation some way.
Get in the car and turn the lights on and they roll your window down and you say, bye-bye, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Had a nice time or something.
Now on the farm, you start work before
daylight, before sun up.
Sun up, and you say, well, we were a little late this morning. By the time we started out in the field, the sun had already
come up.
It already
already the sun had already rose.
Yeah. I went to bed at 2 last night and got up at 6. That's about good 4 hours.
That's good.
I couldn't get to sleep, man. I went to bed at
11.
I went at 11 too. Didn't get to sleep till 2. Now, if somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday to your house, you say he came.
This the last of the month, or they come
Sunday.
Sunday last.
Sunday last, okay. Yeah. And if he's going to stay until next Sunday, you say he's staying until...
Come spend the week. Come for the week.
Okay, or if he's going to stay 2 weeks, you say he's leaving Sunday.
Sunday week. A week after next.
Somebody who stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, they'd say he stayed a...
Spend 2 weeks, half a month.
You know what a fortnight is?
No. Okay. Well, I know what it is. A fortnight. Fortnight, I thought it was 2 nights. A fortnight's 2 weeks.
Now, let's see. Today is...
Today's
Tuesday.
Tuesday's the 3rd of May.
Wednesday will be...
The 4th. The 4th of May.
Okay. Then Thursday will be the...
5th.
Friday will be the...
The 6th.
Saturday will be the...
7th. And Sunday the 8th.
Monday the...
9th.
And then
Tuesday the 10th.
Okay. Let's see. What's today? Today's the what you said? The 3rd? I got a couple more questions I want to ask. Now you say Tuesday is today, Wednesday will be
next week. Tuesday of next week.
No.
The tenth of next week.
No, Tuesday Wednesday is today. Wednesday is the what? The 3rd? No, today.
It changed Tuesday the 3rd.
You got me confused.
I ain't got
so confused. Monday was...
Monday was the 2nd.
And Sunday was the...
The 1st.
Okay. May. But what I was trying to get you to say was this. Today is today, and next, Monday was...
The 2nd. Wednesday the 3rd.
When did I did an interview with you.
Monday the 1st.
I didn't do an interview with you.
Yesterday.
And I won't do one with you.
Next week, not Wednesday, it's just Tuesday.
Yeah, I won't. This is the last interview. I won't do one with you.
Tomorrow.
No, okay.
Not May the 3rd.
Now, if you want to know the time of day, you go up to somebody in the street and you ask them,
what time have you? Do you have a watch? What time is it?
Now, if it was like, you look at your watch now and you say, it's...
Over story time right now.
It's what?
11:30.
Or what, you might say?
Or 11:30, or 30 minutes. Half past 11.
Okay.